the Chelsea Skidmore Show. I'm here today with two guests, but really we're going to be focusing on one in a minute. And what an awkward intro already. I am here with comedian and co-host of the Liars Club podcast, Jessica Wellington.
Yeah. Hi, thank you for having me. I'm excited. I was really worried about looking pretty next to you.
And you did it. Wait, and first of all, your show, Alex, give us a damn minute.
Fuck!
We are all fuck, right? We are also joined by Alex, a.k.a.
Lil Pookie.
A.k.a.
Lil Meth.
A.k.a.
Lil Tweaker.
A.k.a. Drug Boy from our Getting Weird show with that I have with Sarah. I saw Alex waiting outside.
5150. Put me in the psych ward right now, bitches.
Make sure you're in the talking in the mic.
Put me in the psych ward right now, bitches.
So, Jessica, are you just taking in what's going on right here?
Yeah, it reminds me of when I lived in the trailer park.
Yeah.
This is absolute chaos.
He's timid. Naomi drive off Florida Avenue all day.
Okay, timid.
So... Jessica was my scheduled guest today. As I was walking into the studio, I saw Alex hanging out at the Comedy Store. He was attending a 12-step meeting here.
Hey, Alcoholics Anonymous, it'll save your life, motherfuckers.
And I just thought we better have Alex down here for a couple minutes just to touch base with him.
Now, did you think, oh, he seems a lot more interesting than Jessica? We should have him on.
I'm the most interesting
person
you'll ever meet.
Did you think he seems like might be a good match? Maybe we could hook him up. I don't know which one I'd be
hook
more offended
him up?
With.
Hook me up right now. Where's little shorty at?
Would you guys kiss?
No.
Okay. I love how you considered it and leaned over
I'm
and took a second
now. Look. I'm hurt now. Fuck.
He just got broken up with, is what he's telling me.
Really?
Hey, before we proceed, I'm actually a rapper. Look up my SoundCloud, Lil Pookie.
And Pookie also stands for meth, right?
It's a pipe that you smoke methamphetamines out of.
And are you a pookster?
I was. I did meth one time for about 5 years.
I did it more than that.
You? Oh yeah, Jessica used to, right? No, you did. Yeah. I've smoked meth too. We've all smoked meth, it seems.
Yeah.
I smoked meth for the
first
time.
I only smoked meth one time, though,
so
for
Alex,
about 5 years.
The rules, we heard the joke the first time. We didn't laugh, so that's a hint to not do it a second time. And third, we're happy to have you on, but we can't overtalk.
Yeah.
Have you ever done a podcast before?
No.
First time?
Yeah.
How does it feel?
It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
As I was saying, I passed by Alex, a.k.a. Drug Boy, a.k.a.
Lil Pookie.
Yeah.
And I just thought, let's just check in with him. Jessica, what's your first thoughts about Alex? And what do you think about his tattoos? And why don't you describe them to the listener?
Yeah.
No, look over at Alex and describe the tattoos.
We have a Jordan.
Jordan.
Isn't that the and one symbol?
That is the Jordan, as you can see on my shoes.
In here.
Yeah. It's the Michael Jordan symbol.
It appears, is that an insane clown posse pig?
Yeah.
How did you know what that was?
Jessica
called out the insane clown. Were you ever a juggalo?
I was never that far deep, but
but you got into it.
Oh yeah, a little bit. I'm not gonna lie.
I listened to the insane clown posse and jumped the fuck around, bro.
Where is the insane clown posse guy?
This is actually a Mexican prison tattoo.
Okay, I literally thought that
same thing.
I thought that was your joy of theater. I thought that was the drama symbol for theater. That's insane clown posse.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was
theater. Look at how dark my vibe is, though, bro. Like, I got the devil right here.
That's a cute little
nail
devil.
Going through an eye, skull, 5150.
How
that
many
means
times
crazy.
Have you been 5150'd?
51 times.
Really?
No.
How many?
Like 3.
Have you been to Alhambra Mental Hospital?
No.
So, I have.
I've been to Cedars. I've been to... fucking someplace in the valley. That shit was a shithole.
Did you ever Yelp the mental hospital you went to?
No, actually. I should, though.
Yeah, you should.
I don't have a Yelp account, to be honest.
You don't need one.
You don't have to sign up for Yelp.com.
What kind of accounts or apps do you regularly use?
Pornhub.
What's your search keyword?
I have a lot of mommy issues in this bitch. So, you know, like that stepmom shit be fly as fuck, bro.
Yeah, yo, like, I had like four stepmoms, yo.
You're just
step
my stepmom.
Yo.
You're not my real mom.
And we'll get to that. and we have to dive into that.
I'm just
that.
Trying to relate, you know what I'm saying?
Why are you getting ghetto words here? Why? I love that you're matching. There's
neighborhood.
What?
Sunshine Village.
I feel like
neighborhood Crip in this bitch.
What does that mean?
It means 40 Crip, bro. Gang, gang, gang.
So how did you get into meth?
I work construction and...
Is that a common drug used amongst construction workers?
Definitely.
Yo, you gotta fucking stay up late, yo.
Is that it?
You gotta keep hammering, you know what I'm saying? If you're gonna make that cheese.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Hey, I'm a plumber, by the way. So all the shorties out there, I'll fix your pipes up real quick, baby.
Yeah.
So you've gone and showed up to a person's house as a plumbing job. Have you tried to hit on them?
Oh, of course. Sometimes. Like, it's my business. You feel me? Like, I could get hired fired from the gig.
That's right.
I'll just get
HR,
another gig.
I'm payroll.
Sexual harassment laws don't apply to freelance. I'm telling you.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Sexual harassment laws don't apply to freelance?
Fuck yeah, dude. It's my job,
Jessica,
man.
Jessica! Enough!
You did this.
You can never fire me, bro. Like, I'll get a new gig, bro. You can never fire me.
Jessica, does Alex bring something out of you?
It takes me back to my roots.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Your southern roots?
Southern trailer park.
I'm from
meth.
East Hemet.
Really?
5150 Riverside
roots.
County,
have you
California.
Been 5150'd?
No. But
aww. I have.
I'm from the desert, bro.
Where?
Riverside.
Oh,
California.
Are you?
Hemet.
Have you seen the show Enlightened with Laura Dern?
No, but I'm like Breaking Bad in this bitch. Like New Mexico, like the desert and shit.
New Mexico, but California.
Yeah.
Jessica, do you have any questions for Alex? We got him for a couple more minutes.
Alex, I don't know.
Where
Fuck.
Do we start, right?
I know. How can I ask how old you are?
I'm 300.
No, come on, Alex. How old are you?
I'm 19 years old.
19, so you wouldn't even be allowed here in the nighttime.
Wow.
You have to be 21.
I've been in a lot
over.
Of places that I'm not allowed. It's called 459. It's called home invasion. It's called burglarizing.
You've done some home invasions before?
My lawyer said don't talk about that.
You know he did. He had to get the copper, dude.
Oh, yeah. So why'd you go to jail? I see that you said you had a jail tat. Why'd
oh,
you go to jail?
Oh, fuck. These are like jail tats, but they're not. It's actually really hard to get tatted, like, in the towers. You gotta go, like, real prison to get tatted, from my understanding.
Were you in the towers? Because I had a friend that taught there.
I was in the towers.
Okay, are we
towers,
talking twin towers?
Downtown.
What towers are we talking?
In the L.A. County Jail.
I was in L.A. County Jail.
How many times have you been arrested?
Like, twice.
And
one time I was actually just detained, though. I was not actually... I was handcuffed, but I was not actually convicted of any crime.
What were you arrested for both times?
Well, the first time, I stole a phone. The second time, it was a DUI, and I was detained but not arrested, and my bag was searched. I had various drugs in there, but for some reason, they didn't find them. They only found weed, and they found a scale, and... I said that the scale, I forget what I said, but some like, I came up with something smart at the time. It was the raining outside, actually, I just sat there for about an hour. It was really cold. It was raining. That shit was not fun.
What do you, cut drugs with if you resell them?
I don't really cut drugs, but I do sell
fake drugs.
See,
now that's good business. He's smart.
I do sell fake drugs sometimes.
What do you sell? I used to sell fake drugs.
Did you really?
Well, you know, putting like oregano in like a dime bag and selling that to someone in high school. I've done that.
I never did that.
Really?
I never did fake stuff. Now, back in the day, our weed had a lot of stems and seeds.
Yeah,
and
I know. It's not like today's weed. Today's weed's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
Well, cocaine looks a lot like crushed up laxatives.
So you just gave it to someone and they just shit all night instead of getting high?
I don't know. Did they shit all night? Maybe. They probably did.
Yeah.
But yeah, also what's I would sell fake lean. I would sell you the Tussin, the Robitussin.
Oh, instead of like actual codeine?
Yeah, and I just put it in a water bottle and a lot of you little freshmen from Beverly Hills High School fell for that shit.
There's an underground market for the Tussin?
Yeah, lean. Well, not Tussin. Robitussin, I've Robotripped before in high school. But yeah,
and
I
they
also
still get fucked up off the Robitussin. So these little white Beverly Hills High School
think they're on lean. They don't know what to
lean.
Feel. I've done lean too.
What
I used to do
fuck
lean.
Beverly Hills High School, you hear me? If you go to Beverly Hills High School or Santa Monica High School, you ain't shit, bro.
Lean is liquid codeine, right? Or is it promethazine?
It's promethazine codeine.
Yeah, promethazine codeine. And you have to drink it in a styrofoam cup with ice and put a Jolly Rancher in it and take a Xanax while you do it. Am I right?
Yeah, but it's way too expensive, man. When I'm chasing the dragon, I just put some black tar heroin on the tinfoil and that shit gets me fucked up, bro.
That always does it for me.
And you never find the dragon, bro. Let me tell you, you never find the fucking dragon, bro.
You keep chasing and chasing? You
chase the dragon. Why do you think they call it chasing the dragon?
You know
dragons
what could maybe
exist,
help you
bro.
With sobriety is what if you got the dragon tattooed on your body? And
oh.
then you could always find the dragon.
Yeah, actually, I might get a dragon tatted on this arm, like spiraling around, because this sleeve ain't even done yet.
Right, then you never leave home without the dragon.
Yeah, and I'll never need heroin again. I don't need AA, I just need a tattoo of a dragon, you're
I think
right.
It's a
Do you
plan.
Have a tattoo of a dragon?
No.
It's in the
only
works.
The only animal I have is this fucked up shark.
And what's your relationship like with your parents?
I don't even know, honestly.
You don't
it changes
know.
Every day.
Are you around? Do you live with them?
I live with my pops.
Okay. And where's your mom?
Hemet.
Can I ask what their first names are, like Terry and Pat?
My grandpa's actually named Terry. Shout out Terry, Turbo Terry.
Why is he Turbo Terry?
Because he goes turbo, man. Fuck.
Is your dad on, are you on his last straw with your
yeah,
behavior?
Yeah, definitely.
What does he say like when he reprimands you?
I'm just
you?
Like,
are you on
me,
his last?
Rent me a room at the Marriott so I could just go shoot up for the weekend and die, motherfucker.
Have you really said that to him?
Yeah.
I feel so bad for him. And what does your dad say?
He's like, fuck you.
Did
go,
you
go live on the street, you worthless piece of shit.
Did you grow up wealthy?
Yeah.
I knew it. You did, didn't you?
You did?
Can't you tell?
I got less respect for you now, dude.
You did, didn't you?
Yeah.
Your parents were wealthy. What'd your
Not
par-
the most wealthy, but we were a little well off, you know?
It seems like it. Seems yeah. like you're just a total brat.
I kind of am.
I felt bad saying that, but right?
It is what it is.
You're just a brat, huh?
Hey,
why don't you be called Lil Brat instead of Lil
I'm just a little fuckboy, but I'm not full on fuckboy though. Cause like,
do you fuck?
Oh yeah, of course.
His girl
bro.
Just hit
like,
him though.
I'm a nymphomaniac.
In what
I'm
way?
A kleptomaniac, a nymphomaniac, a pyromaniac,
and a maniac.
A 5150 maniac. All that shit.
Well, thank you so much, Alex, for coming on the podcast today.
Yes, ma'am.
That was a lot of fun, and now I'm just going to, I'll
kick me the fuck out.
Yep, I'll text you later.
Yeah, just
did
act
you,
like
did you feel
dead.
Good about today?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll see you Saturday. You're gonna do my web series show.
Oh, for sure.
So I'll text
Remember,
you.
Remember, Lil Pookie on SoundCloud. Lil L-I-L space P-O-O-K-I-E. Listen to all my music.
What are you, a rapper?
I'm a rapper.
He's like, no, I'm an opera singer, actually.
I have to confess, my old email used to be Lil Jess.
Wow.
Ooh. Mine was Bubble8811. Did you ever have AOL?
No, but my dad does, and it scares me. Because
it's
like,
creepy, right?
You got mail!
When Wait, so he volume. Still has an active AOL?
Yeah.
It's still
so
around.
Is my dad, and I know that's like completely creepy.
It is.
Because he has the AOL and the Gmail, and I don't know. I don't want to know what the AOL is used
what
for.
What is it for? Yeah.
Escorts?
I bet
that's
he
what
gets,
MySpace
you know,
is
you think
for.
Because so? I bet
if
he would
anyone
get less
still
spam.
Has a MySpace account, you're On just AOL. There for prostitutes and sketchy massage parlors. I already know.
Do you go to massage parlors?
Oh, hell yeah.
How do you pay for it?
Plumbing.
Thank
you,
Alex.
Teach a man to fish.
Thank you, Alex.
He can go to massage parlors for life.
What a quote.
That's beautiful. Might cry.
Thank you, Alex. You can see yourself out.
Toodles.
Toodles.
Good to see you.
I'll text you in a little bit.
Appreciate it.
Pull up your pants. Thank you. Wow. Okay.
I'm a little disappointed that he was brought up so wealthy.
You couldn't tell?
No, because I thought he was from like the trailer park where I'm from. Kids act like that because that's all they had.
I could tell that he grew up wealthy. He just has that vibe to me. He just has that vibe of just like a spoiled rich kid. I love him though. I think he's so classic. He's my muse.
Yeah. Yes.
He inspires me. What is a muse? Someone who inspires you.
Is
someone.
It?
Isn't it a younger person who inspires you creatively?
Oh, I thought a muse.
I'm going to look it up. But what? Tell me your definition.
I thought it was kind of like somebody you look up to. So. Somebody that you aspire to be like.
No, the muse is someone who inspires you. It's the difference of aspire and inspire, I believe. Muse definition is a person or personified force who is the source of inspiration for a creative artist.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. You know, like a lot of artists or photographers will have a muse, which is just like a hot young girl who's always naked in their photos. And they'll be like, she's my muse. You know what I mean? Yeah. I knew a lot of people like that in New York.
Really?
I see you vaping, Jessica. You don't have to hide it.
I am sorry.
Everyone's talking about how vapes are bad for you now.
Well, I will tell you, I smoked for 20 years and I feel like this is better.
What'd you smoke?
Cigarettes.
I know, but.
Oh, menthol.
Newport?
Or when I first started,
Marlboro Menthol Light.
Then I couldn't afford Newports, so I went to Maverick Menthols.
Maverick, yes. The first time I smoked cigarettes, me and my friend got a pack of Newports, and we smoked the entire thing in one sitting.
Why? Did you not get sick?
She got really sick, but for some reason I didn't. I don't know why, but I got sick thereafter. And we used to walk around our neighborhood picking up cigarette butts off the floor. In like the neighborhood, we would collect cigarette butts and then smoke them.
I've been that desperate. I know what you're saying. I have. Have you ever like whenever I was smoking, try to keep it from my dad?
Yeah.
We had a shed out back. It would be completely dark. You know, I'd close in there, and I have like one cigarette left, right? And I'm gonna like take a little puff and put it out, and then you would put it in backwards. You couldn't tell because it was fucking dark, and you'd light it wrong way, and then you couldn't fucking smoke it, and it was.
Yeah.
Devastating.
I've done that when I was fucked up. Like, just not knowing what end of the cigarette I was lighting.
Yeah. It's devastating.
It is. What do you think about Alex? Do you see why? I don't know. Just thought he was like
I did know a lot of kids. I would have been like him if I would have kept going the way I was going.
Wow.
But I didn't come from a wealthy background. And the people, the kids I know like that in the trailer park were not wealthy at all. So they probably are still very much like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like... Yeah, just like those wild card kind of people.
Yeah.
Where'd you grow up? North
Carolina and Florida.
So where were you born?
Florida.
What part?
Gainesville.
Where is that near?
Gainesville.
Is that swamp territory?
No, up north.
Okay, like Tallahassee?
Other way.
I'm just
gauging.
But
it's like, it's where Florida, like the Florida Gators and...
But it's like the south.
Yeah, it's very like Alabama, might as well say. A lot of it. And we didn't live in Gainesville.
Mm-hmm.
We lived in a town called Cross City. It's like northern Florida.
On all my episodes, people have to explain to me where things are on a map. So that's just this moment in the podcast where people explain geography to me because I have no idea. So is Alabama above Florida?
Yes.
I'm genuinely asking. And then what's above that?
You knew aspiring and north? Inspiring, but you don't know Alabama?
I was not good at geography, but I do know English.
Okay, well, I'm not good
and
at either.
And vocabulary words and reading and writing.
I was never good at that.
Really? What were you good at?
Math before it went past.
You were good at
algebra.
Math?
I was.
Oh my God. You don't meet many of those. And especially, I feel like I don't meet a lot of women who are good at math.
I actually enjoyed
weird?
It.
What?
I did until it got a little too crazy with pre-algebra. I love.
Until it got too crazy? Yeah. That is so fucking funny. Wait, you should do a joke.
Because I liked
that.
Having like a word, not a word problem. I hate word problems because again, that's.
And that's like logic.
Right. But if it was just a formula or whatever, you know, an equation, I liked solving it.
A quadratic formula?
I don't remember all of it now.
You
Chelsea.
Don't? When was algebra? So you liked geometry? Tell me what you remember. Because I don't
actually
remember.
Hated geometry.
Okay.
I guess I liked algebra. I liked
what's algebra? Is that like plus and minus?
Yeah, like A.
So basic math. That's what I think of when I think of math. The math that we use today is algebra, right?
No.
Fuck. What is it then?
Algebra is like 4x plus 3 equals.
Why were they making us do that? What was that for?
I don't know. In case we, I don't know.
So did you think you could have potentially had a career in accounting or whatever other math careers are?
Maybe. Yeah, I could see me doing numbers like that. Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Wow.
But it would have been, I probably would have went crazy because I don't. It's boring.
Yeah, it is.
Could you imagine being stuck in an office?
No, I couldn't. That was never me. I've done office jobs
I've too.
And stuff.
Could you imagine doing the rest of our lives now doing the office humor?
Well, what I, you know, yeah, I've worked in like a number of different fields, but like what I really, really, really hated was real estate. Oh. And that was just not me.
Everyone, you and fucking Randolph, though, would look great on a fucking real estate billboard.
He did real estate too, actually. Yeah. But I found real estate to be the most uncreative job ever. And that was like, I have to do a creative job.
Yeah.
It was just all people who were like frat, sorority, boring, basic bitches, like selling a house. And it's like, ugh.
So I can get that new car.
So you went from Florida to North Carolina when?
When I was 5, we moved up to North Carolina. And then when I was a teenager, I moved back and forth a couple times with my mom.
Oh, okay. So why were you moving back and forth?
Well, my mom was in and out of prison.
Okay.
So she was on house arrest mm-hmm. and wanted me to come live with her. And I always wanted to be with my mom. So mm-hmm. we tried that twice.
Did she have the Lindsay Lohan ankle bracelet?
She actually didn't. I just told a story and I said she did for the joke.
Remember that though?
Yeah.
How it was
yeah.
like, how she made it cute.
Did she bejewel it?
I don't know if she bejeweled it, but I actually remember a picture of her like in a pair of jean shorts, like at a party with it. And she just made it look hot. That's when being bad was hot.
It still is.
It is? Yes!
Yeah, it is.
It still is. What a quote. A lot of good quotes today. Being bad was hot.
Yeah.
It still is.
Yeah.
Remember like watching Girl Interrupted and wanting to go to a mental hospital?
I don't know if I remember Girl Interrupted. I might not be girly enough
for
this.
Are we the same age?
I'm 35.
Oh, okay. You're 32.
Younger.
Yeah. Huh. Well, anyways, it's the movie with Angelina Jolie when she's like really hot and goes to the mental hospital. Or like, remember reading like The Bell Jar in high school and wanting to be mentally ill?
No, I told you I don't do. I don't do. That's like me
Sylvia
saying,
Plath.
Chelsea, do you remember where Alabama is? And you'd be like, no.
I'd like a better analogy. You could do better than that. You're a comedian. And also, your nails look like four-leaf clovers.
I know. I got to get
me too.
Mine off. Yours, they're just growing up.
Peeled this one off today because it just gets so weak and like cuts into it. Oh, that's cute.
Thank you. That's I was ammo in the Air Force.
Jessica, there's so much going on.
We don't even know.
Are we allowed
so much
to talk
about
why your mom was in prison
sure.
or incarcerated?
Yeah, she was heavy into drugs.
Okay. So what were they?
Mostly crack.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
that was her thing.
So then you were back and forth between her and your dad or another
Yeah. My dad. My dad, even though he was an alcoholic and you know, when he was sober he was a good guy. He is a good
guy.
They
all are.
Yeah.
Until
when he's sober he's a really nice guy.
Yeah.
When he drinks he is he beats women. And it's horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I probably shouldn't even say this, but I'm going to because I want you to open up too. So I feel like it helps.
Is that what you do here?
It's manipulative.
Okay.
It's I tell something revealing and then it makes them open up. You know, my dad has drank like every night for as long as I can remember. And just recently he was trying sobriety.
Oh, wow.
And you know, he didn't like make a big thing about it. He didn't like say, I identify as an alcoholic. Something must have happened where he maybe got like too drunk one night or was really hungover. I didn't get into the specifics, but he had like 60 days sober or something. And he looked completely different in the pictures. He's like, his eyes were like bright. And
he
he just looked like such a different person. And he was happy. And then I don't know what happened. I guess he fell off and now he's back to drinking. But like, you know, when you just said like, he was a different person when he was sober. It's interesting to think about your dad that way.
Yeah.
Because like your dad being sober versus being drunk, it's like such a bigger thing, I think, than like any like a friend or something. Or, I mean, anyone, I guess. But for some, you know, something about a parental figure, having that, seeing like a different side of them is interesting when it comes to sobriety, I think.
I think you're correct. I mean, like I love my dad. It's complicated, but he was always there for me when my mom wasn't, you know, so that means something.
Yeah. What's your relationship like today with them?
My mom's dead.
Oh,
she died of an overdose.
Really?
Uh-huh.
From?
Pills that she had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
I was like 24, 25.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Wow. Fuck. Yeah. And then my dad is still alive. He's on. He's engaged again. He's been married 5 times.
Oh, right. So you've had 5 stepmoms.
Well, I had. Well, actually, I had 3, and then my mom, and then his first wife was my brother and sister.
Oh.
Yeah, I always say, I end up saying 4 because I think of my mom included.
Were you mean to the other women?
To a few of them. There was one that he married, Gina. And I remember, I just knew it wasn't going to work out. I knew it wasn't going to.
And did you let her know?
Yeah. And I was like, this is not going to work. She had a daughter, you know, that was very used to being a single, you know, only child. And she was pretty bratty at the time. She was young.
A little like Alex. Bratty.
Well, it's kind of probably like what he was like when he was 7. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and I knew it wasn't going to work. And it wasn't a good situation. I actually went to live with them for a little while so I could get started in school before my dad did. And that's when I was like, oh, shit, this isn't going to work. So there's, like, pictures of us at the wedding. And they just got married at the courthouse, you know, but we all went. And my dad made me go. And I wouldn't even look at the camera. You know, I'm just like.
That's my bratty daughter, Jessica.
Yeah, but she soon realized, too, that, oh, yeah, you were right. And she left.
I think there's some. Yeah, I was on a podcast yesterday, Sex Talk with My Mom. You know that one?
No. Who does that?
It's a. It's Cam Poder and his mom Karen Lee. It's mother son sex podcast.
I think I have seen that.
Yeah. It's a. It was fun, and we were just talking about, you know, and then I was getting into how when my parents got divorced, me and my brother like tortured my mom's first boyfriend.
Well, there's 2 of you. That's
yeah.
We could really get together and
connive. We would like jump on his car and like there would be like footprints all over it. We'd be like trying to like bash in the hood of his car and shit. And like we would just like make these. Me and my brother would make like full on skits, like act like making fun of him, like pretending to be him.
That's like little shorts. Though. That's just, like, great.
I know. I feel bad for her now.
You still have those videos? If you could find those, that would be golden.
I know, because he'd be like, hey, Rob, it's Gare. Like, I don't know. His voice was just, like, so bizarre, and he was, like, obsessed with his mom. And,
right.
I don't know.
To be fair, like, a lot of my stepmoms, even though they had good qualities, some of them, and some of them didn't. Mm-hmm. Like, my last stepmom, Anne, she wouldn't let. So my brother had 2 kids, 3 kids, but 2 that lived in North Carolina, and they were white, so they were allowed over at the house. My sister had 2 kids that were mixed, black and white. They were not allowed at the house.
Wow.
And I was like, well, that's bullshit.
Yeah. And are they still?
No. Well, they're divorced.
He's on to another. Okay. Yeah.
He's on to a new one. He's actually kind of living his dream at this moment, at this time. He's got this new fiance. They got in a car accident and she got a little money.
Ooh.
And they bought a house in Myrtle Beach, which is the white trash.
I've been there.
Mecca.
Is it?
And And they've made it, and they're living in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and living it up.
Wow. Yeah. So you're happy that he
Yeah, as long as I told her, I was like, just don't let him drink.
Mm-hmm. What was it like? How long did you, so did you live in a trailer park then all growing up?
Well, I lived, well, when I was in North Carolina with my dad, whenever we were single, we lived in a single wide trailer.
Mm-hmm.
In
what's a single wide trailer?
The long one.
Okay.
That's just like a big hallway.
Yeah.
It's like that one. And North Carolina trailer parks are a little different. We lived in one that was like a trailer park, but you get like a lot more land and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So they would all be, how do you explain it? So being in, they would all be facing this way. Here's a trailer, all face long way. But like in Florida, when I lived with my mom, it was a real, real trailer park because they were all jammed
lined
together.
Up. Oh, it's like how much space you have between other trailers, essentially.
Yeah, you have like more, it's like more country in North Carolina.
Or it's just like lined up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's like the one, those are more so the ones that are depicted in like movies.
Oh, yeah. Ours was probably, it was just like that. It was so trashy. I remember our trailer park manager used to come on her golf cart wasted.
Of course. There's something so hot about trailer parks. Right? Isn't there like some weird sexual like?
Oh yeah, I used to think I wanted to be like some of the ladies there with the cutoff jeans.
Was there like a lot of whores there?
The wolf tattoo.
Wolf tattoo. Yeah. Wait, a lot of them had wolf tattoos.
Oh, absolutely.
What is it about wolves?
Dreamcatcher. I don't know.
Dreamcatcher.
I think it's because the Native American and white trash really like to try to associate with the Native American root.
Oh really?
Yeah. Hardcore.
Oh, I didn't know about that. That's interesting.
You say there's a lot of whores.
Right?
Oh, my God. So my next door neighbor, the one that got me into meth, right? Her and her mom lived in the trailer with her. She had a son, too. So it's three of them living there. Well, they all did meth. At least her and her daughter did meth.
Yeah.
And the son didn't do it till later. But when I was there.
But we got him.
Yeah. And then we all did it together.
Uh-huh.
And then her mom's boyfriend would come over, and he would do meth and try to fix up the trailer. And so we would all be on meth. And then she let her daughter, who was like, I don't know, 16 at the time, date this drug dealer that was probably at least 20 years older than her.
Whoa.
She let him date.
Because she had to bring home the drugs.
Because she, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She pawned her out.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So I hope she's doing okay now.
Yeah. Do you ever like touch base with any of those people?
No, because I don't remember anybody's last names. Mm-hmm. If I remember their name.
And they didn't even have last names.
No,
just kidding. Everyone had cutoff shorts though, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. That's what you think of.
Yeah.
Like a hot girl in cutoff shorts, just like, oh, hi.
Hi. High-waisted cutoff shorts.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. What's like the... Yeah, like, what are the archetypes you find in the trailer park that are true archetypes?
Well, there's this thing I've been writing. So the way our trailer park...
Like kinda, a pilot?
Yeah, okay. That kind of centered thing. Around.
Be a little more specific, Jessica, please, for people who have no idea what this thing could mean to anyone outside of L.A.
Well, I'm writing, damn it. I'm writing. No.
Good.
So, there was the she kind of lived in the middle of the trailer park too, which is weird. And this trailer park, they were all like that, like I said, back to back, right next to each other. But there was just on the little cul-de-sacs in the middle, there was like one trailer that would be this way, so they would get more space.
And how do you lot. Get how do you get to park it like that? You got to fuck the right person,
I guess.
You know, yeah. So I feel like some things could just be that simple, right?
And it was just kind of how it was set up. Okay. Like it allowed for them to do that for one. On each row.
Mm-hmm.
So she was in a double wide, bigger trailer.
Yeah.
In there. And it was this really big lady. And I'm fat, but I'm talking like 500, 600 pound. Like she could have been on 600 pound life, right?
Which I love. Have you seen that show? It's so good.
I've only seen bits and pieces. I don't want to see my future quite yet.
No. That's not your future. You eat organic, Organico.
I did one night.
Yeah. We were working two nights ago together. Yeah. Jessica shared her gummy bears.
Are you working this Sunday?
No, Saturday. Oh. Tonight and Saturday.
Well, no, next Sunday that I meant.
I don't think so.
Ah, fuck, okay. I don't know who's with me then.
Yeah.
As long as it's not somebody.
Ooh, I want to know who.
Oh, you know.
What?
You know.
No, I don't know.
Oh, you know.
Wait, it's a door person?
Don't worry about it.
I have to know.
You will know.
Ah, give me a hint. You can't.
No.
Okay. We love gossip
I'm sorry.
On this podcast.
That's horrible.
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. I survive off shit talking. I know. I needed to stop doing it.
Yeah, well, I'm trying
It's
not
hard
to.
Not to working here, and we'll get into that.
Yeah, it's hard.
Because that's a whole thing.
And it's been hard for me getting used to working with a lot of women again.
Mm.
I told your husband about all that.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. How about telling me?
You're a woman.
And?
I've had problems with women. I just
so have I.
Yeah.
So now what? You know?
I
don't trust them.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm getting over that.
I've always just been more drawn to men and being friends with men. I've always had a lot of guy friends, and I always felt I was teased a lot by girls growing up.
Yeah.
So I've had fewer girlfriends, but I've really worked hard at like trying to get new female friendships. So I have like I like my female friends today, but it's been a process over the years.
Yeah.
And like getting rid of people who were, you know, really draining and selfish and one-sided, because I feel
because we're good at talking shit about each other, but then we're also not good at making up because we hold on.
Yeah. I personally do not like holding on. I like to make up with people. I don't like to feel like I have
any what's
kind
not
of,
worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think men are good at that.
Oh, yeah. Men
will make a joke and then like, and they'll just be over it.
That's true. You
know? Yeah.
Do you want to finish the double wide?
Yeah,
part?
Double wide. So ladies in double wide, big lady, right? She can barely really move or walk around very much, but she's the babysitter of the whole trailer park for kids, right?
Okay.
So basically her daughter and her husband did all the work. But like I remember her making dinner. She would have this recliner that she had there, and she had this table that was she'd set up right like a big TV tray, and she would make dinner there on that table. Like she would have a
on the TV tray.
It's a, like a table.
Okay.
Used
yeah.
For her, like a TV tray
okay.
kind of thing,
like an island.
Yeah, kind of thing.
Makeshift,
like right over her, and then she would like plug in a skillet, all that kind of stuff, and make it all right there from her recliner.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
I forgot she was 600 pounds.
Yeah.
So now she's just sitting and not doing anything and just quickly working like rolling burritos, Chipotle.
Yes.
Yeah. A one-stop shop.
Right.
Yeah.
And so ironically, everybody dropped her kids off with her. So I felt like she's kind of the center of everything.
So she just washed everything from her chair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and luckily her living in a double wide was a good thing, because I remember them talking at one point, because they have those big garden tubs
mm-hmm.
in a lot of the trailers, and she had the only thing she could fit in to bathe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she was kind of the center of things. So that's one kind of archetype, you know?
Yeah.
Then you have, obviously, the whores.
Yeah.
Which is like
the young trailer whores? Or
yeah.
is that like just a porn fantasy?
Oh, no.
That's real.
That is real.
That is from, okay.
So real. I had my friend Heather. Well, her sister had like three kids, I think, before she was like 20 or something
really?
Like that. She would,
little trailer tail?
Yep.
Is there a nickname for them?
Not that I can remember. Okay. I know that people like Fuck Nuts that was in here
Drug
earlier.
Boy?
Yeah, we would call
Alex.
Them like Jits.
Jits?
Yeah.
Okay.
Juvenile in Training.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, that's definitely one. The whore. She had like three kids. She probably has more now.
Mm-hmm.
And she would.
You don't have any.
No. And I think that's only because I don't think I could have kids unless I get some help.
Get some help? What do you mean?
I have that
endometriosis?
No, cyst, something like where cyst? Yeah, kind of like that.
Cystic fibrosis? No.
I don't remember, but
some gynecological thing.
Yeah, so okay. The lady was like, my doctor's like, you could have kids if you want.
We we'd
have to help you.
Oh, okay, yeah. I mean, a lot of people,
I guess to release an egg or something.
Oh, yeah. Intravenous, like in utero. I'm just like naming a Nirvana album. I actually really don't understand. There's so much of that stuff I'm like learning right now.
It's crazy.
Because, yeah, I know nothing about like pregnancy or kids or like all of those things. I had the same conversation because...
Are you going to have a baby?
Yeah, we do want to have kids. So I was, you know, and we're probably going to visit that next year. And I was talking to like my gynecologist about it. And I was like, you know, I'm like worried. I can't have kids, knock on wood.
Right.
Because I've never been pregnant. I'm like one of the people, the only people I know, all of my friends have gotten pregnant and then gotten abortions. I've never gotten an abortion. I was on birth control for like 15 years.
Right. I dared a guy one time. I wasn't on birth control and he had a couple of kids and he was like, oh, I can get you pregnant.
You dared him?
Yeah.
Was it a double dare though?
Yeah.
You dared him? What kind of dare is that? Are those trailer park dares? I dare you to get me pregnant.
I was like, I dare you, can't get me pregnant. I was like, I promise you, you can't.
Yeah.
And then we tried.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyways, I've had chlamydia twice. And she was like, well, maybe one of the reasons why you haven't gotten pregnant is because potentially your tubes from the chlamydia could be like congested or something. I don't even know what the term was, but we would have to like put like do some sort of thing. I don't know if that's true. I'm really hoping it's not. I can only.
What if you just need a shot so that you start?
But I've never been. So I understand what you mean about like all the little tricks you might have to do. Vaguely, I don't really understand them. But I guess we'll see when it's time.
Well, you
because I've never been cummed in without. Not being on anything.
Okay.
Because I had been cummed in the past on birth control. We're just ladies talking about being cummed in is all. By the way, how is my accent?
That's great.
You think so?
Yeah.
When I was hot on coke in New York and I would go out and meet people at bars, I would always talk in like a southern accent
it's
for a long
time. It's
funny
though because your southern accent still sounds kind of like highfalutin though.
What's highfalutin?
Wealthy or
oh
you know
well
southern belle.
Well, I've been you know sipping lemonade and such, but
high society
is oh really, do I have a high society southern accent?
Yes.
Oh, because it goes up.
Yeah,
I don't know, it's like the one that like comes to mind. I'm just
yeah, but you don't put any stank on it.
Oh really? Okay.
Yeah, it's so very proper.
Oh, I didn't even, like, think about it. It's just, like, my go-to one.
Right. Like, my grandma would be like, "What's your, come here, Rodney, kill this here bug in this here winder.
Go down there somewhere." Like, you gonna see a bug near that window. Is that what you mean? Hey.
Hey, y'all, what's going on?
Hey, I'm trying to figure out. See, yeah. That's like, that doesn't even feel like a southern accent. That just feels like full-blown retard. And I still say that.
They're very similar.
How do you feel about the word retard? Are we going to get ourselves in trouble?
Hold on. I want you to promise me something real quick.
What, Jessica?
Goddamn, if you have a if you have a baby.
Okay.
I want to be there in the...
Emergency room?
Emergency room. Please, to watch the baby be born with you.
You do?
Please.
Wait, what? Wait, do you really?
I really, really do.
Wait, have you done that before?
No.
And you've always wanted to?
Yeah, I want to see a baby being born.
You want to see a baby coming out of a pussy?
Yes.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah, and I want to experience it.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think I'll ever have my own. So
Oh, that's interesting. Do you think you'd ever want to be like a midwife?
No. I don't want to do it all the time.
You've thought about wanting to see a baby being born and what's that like?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting. I've never like thought of that before.
Really?
Yeah. What made you have that like?
Because I mean.
It's interesting.
Yeah. I think children, I love kids and stuff. Like I said, I don't know if I'll have my own. One day if I ever am wealthy enough, I'd probably like to adopt.
Yeah.
But but I would want to, I would like to, I don't know, maybe it's just like a feminine urge or something that I would like to experience what it would be like to kind of have a, you know, baby.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Yeah. I think it's a miracle, you know, whatever a miracle means to you or whatever. Mm-hmm. Seeing a baby being born, I think it would just be.
Wow.
Like, just what an experience, you know?
Yeah.
It's just one of those
I'm scared.
Things. Yeah.
I'm like so scared of a baby coming out of my pussy.
Yeah.
Because the other
night. You're very tiny.
Yeah. The other night.
Your hips are going to spread.
What is? I already have really wide hips, though. I've always had quote unquote childbearing hips. What does that mean, though?
So that your cervix, whatever, can open
can
up.
Dilate.
Yeah. So the baby can come out, have a little more room.
Yeah. But Steven has been like trying to make me do all this S&M stuff lately. So on Monday night, the reason I didn't go to potluck is because before he got home,
he said it on stage.
Now he knows it's true.
And I was laughing in the back. I was the only one laughing. And he was like, really? She's laughing because she knows my girlfriend and she knows it's true.
Yeah. And it's a wife, Jessica. I'm a wife. he made me put a butt plug in my ass. And then, like when he had sex with me, I guess it was double penetrating me. When he was having sex with me, when the butt plug was in my ass, it hurt.
Yeah.
And I was like, how am I going to have a baby?
Yeah. Well,
one of my friends doesn't
even... You can get the drugs.
One of my friends, I keep thinking of her. She's the one I first smoked cigarettes with, and her AOL screen name was Pookie242.
You really got a lot of Pookies in your
life. I know. I was thinking about her. I've been thinking about her throughout the episode. She used to not want to use tampons because they hurt so bad. It's like, how is she going to have a baby? I know. Crazy.
God, I was using Supers at 12.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I just like getting regulars.
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
16. How old were you?
14.
What happened? Tell me.
I don't have any classy stories, okay?
Okay, the Paris Hilton sex tape was on in the background. So what happened to you?
All right.
At a triple keg party.
I didn't know.
We were in a mansion.
Here's the thing.
Stop screening yourself, by the way.
Everybody I thought had already lost their virginity.
Everyone.
And I just felt like I want to get this over with, right?
Totally.
So I was at the mall hanging out, met this guy, and I was like, you want to go have sex?
How old is he?
I don't know. He could have been anywhere from 16 to
40?
30.
Come on, how old was he, Jessica?
16 to 30.
You didn't know him?
No.
You just saw a random guy and you're like, hey, you.
Yeah, we met.
Get over
talked
here.
Talked a little bit. He was cute.
Get over here. I wanted to try that one.
And I was like, you want to go have sex? And he was like, okay.
He's like, I'm fixing to go do that.
We went to the bathroom.
At the mall?
At the mall.
By Auntie Anne's pretzel station.
I didn't know a lot about, I was dumb. Right? Now, we had anal sex.
Oh.
I didn't know.
Were you like, okay, this hurts a lot more than
I was
thought.
Like, you didn't know what hole? Sex is?
Did he just stick it in your ass?
Yeah. Because, I was bent over in the bathroom.
He probably didn't find the right, you know, like sometimes
probably just
they can't
didn't find
the
right
hole.
And I didn't know any better. So I was like, okay, I guess this is how sex works.
Oh my God.
I didn't know it was in the butt, you know? So I thought I had lost my virginity.
Yeah.
Right? And then I went to have sex with this other guy that I really liked. And he was like, are you sure you've done this before? And I was like, yes, I have. Right? Uh-huh. And then we had sex on his friend's bed, and I bled everywhere.
Did you notice the difference of the holes? Where you're like, well, that's a different hole.
I did.
And then you're like, there's three. Did you? Is that the day you discovered there was more than one hole?
Yeah, well, no, I knew there was, but I just didn't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to explain it. I was ignorant.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. I had no clue. I was like, well, I guess sex is in the butt. That makes sense. That's a hole. It fits.
Yeah.
If it fits.
Have you noticed that after you have anal, you take the craziest shits?
I don't like it.
Have you anal?
Yeah.
Neither do I.
I've only done it twice, and it was the one virginity and then one other time.
I hate it.
Yeah.
I think my intestines are positioned wrong because it hurts my stomach so much.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good.
Can I show you a disgusting picture?
Yeah.
Can I show you a picture of my shit?
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay. This is crazy. So Monday night, I had the ass plug in. And then the next day.
And then do you show this to your husband? Like, see
yeah,
what
I
you
sent
made
it to him. I
do?
Sent it to my brother and I sent it to Nicole Amy. Look at this picture of my shit that I took on Tuesday morning.
You know what? There's a lot of different shapes there. It's very interesting.
But isn't that a ton of shit?
It is a. I mean, I eat a lot, so that's normal
have you,
for me.
You take shits like this?
Yeah, all the time.
What? You don't look. There's like. It's like. Do you see how crazy?
That's normal.
Normal? This is like what? This is probably the crazy. I have one more. Look at this shit.
I've pooped. Wait, that's a big log.
Do you take pictures of your shit and send it to anyone ever?
No, I
Why
don't.
Why do I do that? It's like funny sometimes.
But I definitely look
well,
at
you know
it.
How
people
like,
look at
I
it.
I know. You know, sometimes though, you take like you see like crazy shits, and you're like. This is, someone has to see this. Like, how did that come out of my body?
Right. I've always looked, but I've never actually taken a photo. Oh. When I was a kid, though, I used to love it for people to talk to me while I was pooping.
Yeah.
So I would scream for somebody to come in, and I'd tell them to sit down in the tub and talk to me.
That's so funny. I remember when I was younger, I would say, "Dad, I need raspberries." And he would bring me a bowl of raspberries while I was sitting on the toilet. Isn't that weird?
Is that supposed to help you?
I don't know. Or I would say, like, strawberries. I wanted berries. And then I guess, I don't know. It's like it was weird.
I wonder if it's like, you know, dogs eat grass when they can't.
Really?
Poop.
Maybe I'll start eating grass. No, just kidding.
I think you're doing all right.
Thank you. I just had to share that. I don't know. Is that weird? So you ended up going to the military?
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to make sure I had the right branch.
Air Force.
Mm-hmm. That's different from the military.
No, it's all the military. You're so cute. It's all the military. It's all the military. But then you have branches within that. Air Force, Navy, Marines, and Army.
So you went after high school?
3 weeks after I graduated high school, I went to basic training.
What made you want to go?
I didn't have anything else to do.
Mm-hmm. You're like, fuck it, might as well. Were your friends going or like your peers?
Mm-mm.
Did someone put it in your head? Did you see a commercial? Like,
yeah, we had a base in Goldsboro, and our neighbor was in the Air Force. My dad did 4 years in the Army. My mom did 4 years in the Army and got out before me.
Mm. Cadet kid?
No, I wasn't.
No, I know. I just wanted to say that. I'm sorry. I didn't really even know what it meant.
I thought you like ROTC.
I knew people who did that.
Yeah. I never did it at all.
Yeah, I know.
So, I don't know. My dad put it in my head a lot. He's like, you can go in the Air Force, you can do this, or you can go in the military, you know, whatever it is.
Because you weren't sure what you wanted to do.
Yeah, I didn't take SATs.
Mm-hmm.
I only took the ASVAB.
I don't know that one.
That's the one for the military.
Oh, okay.
Figure out, you know, for the Air Force, what you would be good at.
Oh, that's interesting.
Right.
Yeah, so you answer, like, a series of questions, and they're like, oh, you'd be good for the air, you'd be good for the water.
Yeah, or like if...
Or you can use proper names, Air Force, Submarine, Navy, if, something.
Yeah, like if you were good at admin or, you know, if you had more math brain or whatever.
So what were you good at?
More admin stuff is what they had me down for. But they put me in ammo.
Ammo?
Which is
guns?
Their opposite. Yeah, it's all the ammunition. So we would build, store, send to the flight line, and account for all munitions on the base. So that meant small arms, like for bullets, for guns and stuff like that. And then bombs and missiles.
You were holding bombs?
Yeah, it was everyday work. Yeah.
Where was this?
I was stationed in England for my first 2 years.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Where?
Lakenheath, near Cambridge.
Huh. Where is that? You know? Okay. Okay. And, so was it country? Countryside?
No, I mean... I lived in a little small town, and you could go drive through the country.
Was it beautiful?
Yeah, it's very pretty.
Yeah.
I loved everything. England was awesome. I just hated the weather.
Yeah, like today's weather.
It's like
rainy,
the most
dark,
bone-chilling cold that I've ever felt, because mm-hmm. it's a wet cold.
Not cool.
Yeah. And then I spent 4 years in Vegas.
Oh.
And I did deploy to Iraq and Qatar.
How long were you there for?
I was in Qatar for almost 6 months and Iraq for nearly 4 months.
And when were you in Iraq?
Oh, six?
So maybe. Were you afraid to go then?
I volunteered to go.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because it's good money.
Okay.
How and you much? Actually have I'm a good curious. Time when you're deployed.
Really?
I don't remember what it was, but you get like hazard duty pay. Plus, you're there and you're not using, you're not paying, you're not, you know, you don't have any bills at the time.
So what's fun? Like,
you're not spending
what's
money.
Fun when you're over there?
It's the camaraderie, mm-hmm. and I don't know, the routine of it, actually, kind of is.
What's like a day-to-day like?
You wake up, you go
what
to
time?
Chow. 6 o'clock, go to chow.
Breakfast?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, you go shower or whatever. I always showered at night when I was deployed because then I could go to bed clean.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are like, well, you can do one in the morning and night. And I was like, I'm not overdoing it.
They're like, Jessica, you're allowed 2 showers a day. You're like, stop complicating things.
So a shower at night and everything. And plus, I wore my hair in a bun, so yeah. It was easy. I didn't have to worry about that.
You're like, I need the extra 10 minutes to sleep, yeah. Bitch. Yeah.
So I would shower at night, get up, you know, get your uniform on and all, and you go to chow. And then from chow, you would catch the bus to go to wherever job you were going to. And then you would go to work for the day. We played a lot of Call of Duty, which I think is pretty ironic. Uh-huh. Since we were there,
yeah,
we didn't really need, because we would all be in these different tents working,
uh-huh.
And we'd be playing Call of Duty again with each other.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever get to like fire any guns?
Yeah, we always had to, but we only did like every 2 years the Air Force, just to qualify. I was like one away from marksman.
What does that mean? Really good?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you still go shooting today?
I've only been once since I was out, but it was really fun.
I actually want to go to like a gun club if you want to go sometime.
Yeah, I would love to.
But since I was 5150, they said I couldn't hold like a gun for 5 years. But I'll have to check up on that.
Yeah.
But I've wanted to do that. I still have to like take care of the gun thing because I've wanted to go shooting. But there's this whole like bylaw thing. Can't hold a gun. Might be a problem. No.
Are you okay now?
Yeah. It was after a relapse.
Oh.
It was just for 3 days. It was my breakup. You remember that? Were you here for that?
Mm-mm.
Remember who I was dating before Steven?
Yeah.
And then he like cheated on me and I kind of like lost my shit.
But I wasn't here for that.
Oh, you weren't?
No.
When did you start working here?
Like two and a half years ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I just relapsed and I just did like a lot of coke and I just like wanted to die and I took all these pills and they made me by law be 5150'd because I took so many pills. Yeah, so then they make you go because they think that you're trying to kill yourself.
You're like, I was just trying to forget.
I was like, I was just getting attention. Like, you know, I was just trying to make them feel bad. No, I was just in a dark place, but I'm fine now. I'm not like a mentally ill person. And I don't have those like thoughts normally. It was just because I was doing a lot of coke after not doing coke for like 3 years, and I
that puts you in a different mindset. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I'm an alcoholic and an addict. So when I put drugs and alcohol in my body, I'm not myself mentally. Yeah,
I get it. I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah,
but let's go shooting.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Now, were you doing meth when you were over there?
No, I'd quit everything when I was in the Air Force.
Why did Steven say something about smoking meth and married men?
Because I did. I mean, I smoked a lot of meth in high school.
Okay.
And when I was in the Air Force,
yeah.
I slept with a lot of married men.
So tell me about that. You damn devil. Because Steven mentioned it to me, and then we did this joke that you were behind a wall in like an Arabian village, and you're like, come here. Because he told me about the podcast and I was like, oh, what did you guys talk about? And he goes, oh, she used to sleep with a lot of married men when she was in the Air Force. I go, oh, really? And then I was like, I could so imagine her being like, come here.
No, it was more probably about, you know, low self-esteem.
Yeah.
Like maybe wanting love, but not really wanting love.
Of course. Believe me, I did this all the time in my early 20s. I'm not proud of it.
Right. It was, got me attention.
Yeah.
All that.
Mm-hmm. Afraid of commitment.
Afraid of commitment because my dad had been married so many times.
Yeah, thanks,
so,
Dad.
Yeah, it was a lot of that. It was, it was fucked up.
So fast forward to you're done with the Air Force. When, like, how do you decide to be finished? You serve, like, a 4-year period and
I
that's
did
that?
6 years.
Excuse me? Sorry.
No, usually it's 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah. But because we were at war, I had signed a 6-year contract because they needed us longer. Did that. But I actually did get a medical board just before I was about to get out because I have asthma and arthritis and a bunch of stuff like that. So they med boarded me and I got a med board out, even though my time was almost like 3 months away from being out. Got med boarded out. And actually, because of that, ended up having to stay longer. So I actually went over my contract by a few months.
And where did you go? Is that clock correct? Okay. When you landed, where did you... I can't tell time either. I don't know where maps are and I can't tell time. I just wanted to make sure
This is a little fast.
I just wanted to make sure that I was right on the time. When you came back, though, where did you go? And what did you want to do? Like, did you...
I wasn't sure. I had been DJing weddings part-time in Vegas, mm-hmm. so I thought I wanted to keep doing that. But I wasn't very good.
How is it hard to be good at being a DJ?
Well, I mean, I was good at the microphone stuff.
Yeah. It was that your first taste of like...
Oh, yeah, being on a mic.
Okay.
For sure.
And you're like, oh, I like this.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was like, how can I do more of this? I thought, well, I must have to DJ. Is my lipstick messed up? You did a thing.
Not at all.
Okay.
It's a tick.
Okay.
So then?
So I was like,
so then? And then?
And then? Oh, no, I shouldn't do that. I won't be on SNL.
Where's that from again? And
that was
then.
On a movie, though, wasn't it?
I don't remember. And then? Was that from Mad TV?
Yeah, no, that was it. That was it.
I love how Mike comes in. I didn't even... He's here. Thank you, Mike. And then? Yeah.
Yeah, that was in a movie.
Yeah, good call, Mike. So, yeah, so then you're doing the DJ, and then how'd you get into doing comedy?
Well, after...
You're in Vegas.
Doing the DJing and it not working out. I did it when I was in Vegas, so it worked out. But when I moved to North Carolina, it wasn't enough work, and I was still just using CDs, and I was like, I can't do computers. Mm. So I didn't do that. I started working at a trash company.
Were you playing, like, now that's what I call hip-hop? Or, like, remember those CDs? You're DJing off of CDs.
Off of CDs. Not those. They actually had these ones. You would get kind of...
compilations.
Sort of, yeah. You would get something like that.
Now that's what I call wedding music. Volume 8.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
And you had to have the classics, you know, like YMCA.
Ugh,
and
God,
Chicken
yeah,
Dance.
I would not have hired you. I hate, like, that kind of wedding music.
Oh, yeah. I did all the cheesy stuff, ugh. Dude. The first time I was doing the...
But people love that, too.
Yeah.
A lot of people, I'm sure.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
The bridal bouquet toss, you know? Mm-hmm. The guy, they did this game with the guy where he was taking the garter belt off and he had to put his hands behind his back mm-hmm. and only use his teeth and he was blindfolded, right? Mm-hmm. And he's taking it off. Well, as soon as we started the music and he started using his hands. And I was like, what are you doing? Cheating already?
And oh.
I was like, holy
shit.
Was
everyone like, oh!
No, thank God they were cool, but I...
But you were like, fuck.
I was like, oh my God, why did I say that? Holy shit.
Like your heart dropped. Yeah. That's so funny.
If that would have been the wrong people. That could have went
oh
way
my
wrong.
God. That's, yeah.
And I just meant the game, obviously. But,
yeah.
Woo. And then I moved down to Florida for a year, and that's when my mom passed away. Mm. So it was kind of good timing, I guess. So I was there to do that. And then I decided... It was just so boring.
Yeah.
It was so boring. I lived in this old town in Florida and this old place in North Carolina. There was nothing going on. So I was like, I want to go back west. I went out to help a friend, and she lived in Sacramento. And I just looked up a comedy club to, you know, something to do. And when I went, I realized that they had improv classes and they had open mic. And I was like, you mean anybody can do this? And I did it, and I never stopped.
Wow.
Never looked back. Yeah.
So then when did you end up moving to Los Angeles?
4 years after living in Sacramento for 4 years.
So you moved out here, and how'd you land at the Comedy Store?
I was so ignorant when I moved here, too. Oh, my God.
Who wasn't?
Oh, my God.
So was I. Do you know how many dicks I sucked and didn't get roles? Fucking kidding me?
No,
when I found out a producer doesn't just produce cum, I was in for a rude awakening.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. I had to learn my lesson. Then I got to work, and I really meant the real work.
Yeah, now you're doing great.
Thank you.
So you tell them to fuck off.
Yeah.
All those producers, they're probably gone anyway. Probably didn't even make it in this town.
They're in jail. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. No, they were big people. Come on, Jessica. You know me.
Yeah, so when I was like, I remember when I was going to move down here, people were like, well, why do you want to move to L.A.? And I'm like, I was like, well, I want to be on TV. And they're like, well, what are you going to do? I'm like, well, I don't know. I'm gonna try to start acting, and I'm going to get on TV. And I said, I'll just get a job at the Comedy Store part-time or something. Like, it was so easy, mm-hmm. not even realizing what it really meant. Because mm-hmm. I hadn't listened to any of the podcasts or anything like that. I had no clue. And then when I moved down here and I realized, oh, it's not that easy just to get a job here. I couldn't just fill out an application and get a job. I was like, okay, well, plan changed, you know? And but I didn't stop. And then when I realized, well, there wasn't any women door guys, and Fury kept telling me, I don't know what to tell you, they don't hire women. That just made me want it more.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just kept staying here. You know, I worked for Tammy upstairs mm-hmm. for a while, for like a year or so. So people could see me. And
you were the first female door guy.
Yeah.
How did that feel?
Pretty good. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Right?
It's pretty awesome.
I mean,
to be the first, yeah. I think they probably should have had somebody before me, but...
Mm-hmm.
And there was Sarah Mastajabi, I have to say that, because she got really pissed.
Well, she was the first person who worked the cover booth, which sometimes gets considered the door. I was the second person, actually.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Just to let you know who came before you, I was second. I was not the official door person, but right. I was door peeps.
Right, you're part of the... Yeah, cover booth are part of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sarah got mad at you?
Yeah.
Of course she did.
She said she was the first.
She's crazy. She's mentally ill. Sorry, you're mentally ill, bitch. Was that too much? Wait, where does this come from inside of me? What do you think that dates back to? Is that... Wait, hold on. Why are rappers allowed to do this and I'm not?
You just call each other out?
I'm firing shots.
Because we just talked about it. Women are way more vindictive and they hold on to stuff.
Yeah.
Like a rapper...
I just basically did what Tupac did in the beginning of a song.
Right, and he got shot.
Fuck. Jessica, you just scared me. Will you protect me?
I'll do my best.
Would you take a bullet from me?
I mean, if I was just happened to be standing there.
Really? Oh, but you'll see a baby come out of me? Where does our friendship lie?
Well, I will say, if someone's going to shoot you while having the baby, I will take the bullet.
Thank you. I'm sorry, Sarah. I'm just playing around. I'm just getting you back.
Chick.
For everything you've been throwing my way and towards my friends. So.
We'll talk after.
Well, I just laid it out. So, you've also booked a bunch of stuff, too. You're doing pretty well in the acting game.
Well, I booked two big things, which has been cool.
I was
in the Clint Eastwood movie, The Mule,
mm-hmm.
which it's cool. Now that it's on DVD and stuff and playing on HBO, a lot more people have seen it.
I'm going to watch it.
Please.
I've been wanting to watch it. Me and Steven have. And we're like, oh, we got to see Jessica in it.
Yeah. I'm like, friends from back home, from back in school are hitting me up like, was that you in the movie? And I'm like, yeah. And they probably think I'm rich. But they don't know.
And then you just did a...
And then in January it'll be coming out. I did I had a guest role on Grace and Frankie.
Wow. So have you done acting classes or...
No, I did improv.
Okay.
But I haven't done any official acting classes.
You just kind of feel it.
Yeah. I mean, when I first started, I was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
But you kind of learn, definitely learn from that after watching it. And you're like, oh, God. And, you know, you do little sketches and stuff like that, being a comic. Mm-hmm. And you learn a little bit, you know. And I take direction well.
Okay. So, like, if you're in the room and you read it and then they give you a note.
Then they give me a note.
You can hear that.
I can hear that and be like, okay. And I got it, you know.
And then
that
you
helps
can do
me.
It the right way.
Yeah.
That's good. Because a lot of people can't take direction.
I love it. It helps me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. With acting, absolutely.
That's good. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, you're such an interesting character. Like, I just honestly could see you having your own show. You know, I've told you that so many times. I don't know. You're just like an interesting person. I think you're very original. I think there's no one else here like you.
If I get my own show, you'll be the first I call as the Trailer Park Whore.
The first one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my God. So what was your impressions like when you started working at the Comedy Store? You know, I know that you told Steven you thought he was
a douchebag.
A douchebag. And now it's my turn. What did you think about me? Little old me. Little old
no,
me.
No, we got to get... I thought we got along for a great at first.
Yeah, we did. What do you mean at first? What happened? Did we get in a fight? I can't remember. A little bit. Fuck.
Because you thought I was dodging you on the lineup stuff.
Wait,
I wasn't.
What? Oh. But I think
I realized after the fact...
I got so mad at you. Did you see I have rage?
Yeah. But I realized after the fact, I was like, why is she counting three? There hasn't been that many.
Yeah.
But you were counting my developmental slot, which I wasn't. I thought you only wanted to open.
No, I was calling. I was counting the opening spot.
I didn't even... No, well, there was only two.
I get really... I remember I got really mad at you. I get, like, really mad.
Yeah.
Do you have anger issues at all?
Yeah. I used to have a lot worse. I'm way better now.
How'd you get better at it?
I don't know.
Come on, Jessica. It's a podcast.
Food helps. Oh, really? I really don't know.
Wait,
I mean,
what do you mean?
Food helps, and I don't drink like I used to.
What do you
mean
by food helps?
Well, I think it makes you more... What is it?
Like comforting? Or
it's comforting, but it also... I just don't have the energy to get upset.
When you're eating.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. So when you get mad at someone, you're like, give me that fucking cupcake.
Right. Like, would I rather... I could have a brownie right now, or I could get in a fight with you.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just way easier just to have the brownie.
Yeah, and then most of the time, you don't give a fuck after that.
Right.
And you're like, I don't have time for you. I need some milk, bitch.
But as a young kid, especially in the Air Force, too, I don't know how I didn't get into trouble. Thank goodness. But I was always trying to, like, looking for the fight.
Mm-hmm.
Always. I guess I thought that's what I was supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
What about dating Jessica?
I haven't had sex in a while.
Really? How long?
It's like 3 or 4 years now.
Really? Why is that?
Well, for one, L.A. is tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, if you're big at all at L.A., you're like dumpster fire.
But
dumpster.
I feel like that's something that... You know, I hear people say different variations, different reasons, but I feel like that's all something that people create in their heads.
I'm also in a different mindset.
Okay.
I will tell you that. I'm in a different mindset in that I used to drink a lot more, mm-hmm. and it was a lot easier to get laid when you were drinking because I just didn't care, you know,
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So now it just seems more vulnerable
mm-hmm.
to have sex. It seems more intimate.
Yes.
I do feel like in LA, I'm going to be judged more.
Have you had sober sex?
I have.
Yeah. It's awkward.
It's awkward.
Yeah. You get over it, though.
You do. And when you're with somebody, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've been with them, you know. Mm-hmm. But trying to do it a new one again, too, just feels exhausting and you have to, you know, I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect. I know that,
mm-hmm.
you know, but then you don't want that person to see all your flaws and inside and out, you know?
Mm-hmm. Fear of commitment, Jessica? Is that what we got?
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand
And I've lived alone now so long. I mean, I have a roommate now. I don't really count that though, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I've lived alone for so long that sharing a space with somebody seems, I don't even know how I would do it.
Hmm.
Like, I have my own
thing. Because you like being alone. You like having your routine.
Yeah, I like doing it how I want to do it.
Like, what do you like to do when you come home from a night of work or just home in general from, like, a busy day?
From a busy day, I come home with a dog. I love my doggy. If it's a nighttime, which usually is, I go out with the laser pointer with her for a while.
What? What? You'll go out with her and the laser pointer?
I take her out outside my yard with the laser pointer, let her run.
And let her play with it?
Yeah, she...
So you go out in your backyard and you shine a laser pointer around and make her run after it because you don't have a tennis ball or a frisbee?
No, she's just more...
She loves it.
She goes crazy for the laser.
And you don't have to walk her. You just let her run.
Yeah.
That's so funny. That is so funny.
And it's also like 3 a.m. So even if I wanted to walk her, it's not smart.
All right. Know? So you take her out with her lazy.
Yeah. Yep.
Pointy.
And then I might smoke a little weed, like a few puffs. Watch TV. Right now I'm watching Grace Under Fire again. It still holds up.
Did you watch Succession, my favorite show that I talk about? Jessica.
We're so opposite.
You got to get with this show, okay? It's incredible.
Okay. What's it about? Politics or something?
No, it's about this like super rich media conglomerate family, and they're all unlikable characters, and all of the kids are basically like fighting to take over the company that their dad, you know, started and owns, that their family owns and has, you know, okay, stalking.
Are they white?
Yes. How do you feel about that?
I just felt, what was the name of that one show with all the black people?
Blackish?
No, God, no, I love Blackish, though.
I haven't seen it, but I know Owen writes for it. Who's?
Yeah, yeah. I love Blackish.
I heard it's great.
I know, I'm talking about the one that, it's kind of that plot, but with hip-hop.
Hmm. Where's Mike?
It sounds, I don't know, like what the black, I mean, it sounds like the white version of that.
Oh, really?
You know, the gay guy that got beat up and he claimed
Empire.
Empire, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what it sounded like.
See any new movies lately?
No.
Okay, why'd you take a big breath right before?
Because I feel like I do nothing.
What do you do? Do you have any hobbies? Isn't that crazy? Like, I'm trying to get a hobby.
I don't have time for a hobby.
I know, because we're busy working at our careers.
I would love to have a hobby.
But do you feel like you focus too much and you're too obsessed in your career sometimes? I know.
Because I watch podcasts all the time.
I know. It's a 24/7 career. It's a 24/7 with stand-up.
Because you try to kind of keep
up with things.
And writing
and acting and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you do editing and trying to do your social media and watching these podcasts and keeping up on specials and going to work, working here, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I try to, I'm trying to get like a hobby outside of my career.
Maybe we will really like the gun.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
I think it's a good release, you know?
I've done it before and it was like a little too crazy for me when it,
We just have to make sure.
What's that called? Ricochets?
Yeah. We have to make sure before we go that without a shadow of a doubt, you are not upset with me.
What? Oh, because, no, I won't. I'm not upset anymore. I completely forgot why I was even mad in the first place.
Right.
Yeah. Well, Jessica.
Chelsea.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me. This was, I didn't know what to expect quite, and you're very pretty, and I felt...
Jessica, well, you look very pretty. So now what? Two pretty girls doing a podcast. That's all. Hello?
I don't know what to say.
Well, let's just say thank you and tell us where we can find you on social media, your podcast, your shows, and all of that.
I'm at Jess Wellington 2 on everything. Please look up The Liars Club. We record here at the Comedy Store. The Liars Club is on YouTube. Wherever you do podcast needs, you can find us. And we have a show coming up November 30th in the Belly Room.
Perfect.
Please come. You got to do one of our shows here soon.
I'd love to. Can I do it November 30th? I'm just putting you on the spot and making you feel
No, weird. I would love to, but let me talk to you after.
No, I honestly just wanted to put you in an uncomfortable position.
But then maybe
can I do it now?
What about the one right after that?
Yeah, that's
December?
Fine. Okay. Whatever works. And please, friends and listeners of the podcast, check out My Delight Scents. They make really incredible smelling candles. My favorite one is Cupcake. If you head to their website, mydelightscents.com, use code CANDLE25 to get 4 candles for $25.
And if you poop like Chelsea, you're going to need it.
Thank you. Bye. And please subscribe, rate, and review.
Wow, what a way to end it.